Detroit leading Green Bay 13-10 with 15:48 left here in the first half. 5 points early for Kiefer Sykes, and in doing so, he has now moved into the program's top 10 in scoring with 1,443 career points. And again, he's only a junior. Remarkable stuff from Kiefer Sykes. Off to a nice start as Detroit will inbound following the foul against AMAC. In it goes, and quickly with Williams going right side baseline. He gets tied up going airborne. Carrington Love got a hand on the basketball, and the arrow points in favor of the Phoenix.
Great defense by Love. He seems to be very focused in here early on. It's nice to see from Love. He's also been bringing the ball up the floor a little bit more. As Detroit kind of plays two point guards, and so does Green Bay. And right now the Phoenix playing Sykes off the ball as he gets fouled here.
He went driving right side and then slid head first. Quickly held back to his feet. But a foul here against Detroit, going against Grant. He picks up number two, team foul number three. And quickly, Carlton Brundage, who transferred in from Michigan a couple of years ago, sat out last year due to the transfer rules, had a big game at Green Bay, subs in as a lob from AMAC goes to Greg Mays, overshoots Mays, but the Phoenix able to track down the loose ball. Kiefer Sykes, right wing, fakes and drives to the bucket, dishes off. Greg Mays up strong for the two-hand jam.
Well, he should have gotten one on the inbound, and AMAC overthrew him, but that was a great dish by Sykes to the cutting Mays for an easy one.
His 32nd dunk of the year, team's 89th. 13-12 Detroit, 15-15 to go first half. Bruins must spoon feed Lippert at the free throw line. Bounce pass back, good tap goes to Brundage. He goes left at the elbow, pushes off before feeding the ball back to Lippert. And now oncoming Gerard Williams going left on Alec Brown. Spinning baseline, leans and blocked by Alec Brown. That's two blocks now for AB. Up the far side goes Carrington Love. Love right wing, nearly tripped up now into the paint. He goes, this is off down low. Up strong, the two-hand jam from AMAC up that right side. Alfonso McKinney with the flush, his second of the year.
Back-to-back blocks. And when you got those two guys on the floor together with Alec Brown and Kiefer Sykes, there's a lot of guys out there that have the ability to dunk the basketball.
You have the blocks and back-to-back dunks and a 14-13 Phoenix lead with 14.5 to go first half. Williams bounce pass. Jawan Howard Jr. left side against AMAC. Look at a drive on AMAC. Leans and scores. He spun around and soared right to the bucket up that left side. And Jawan Howard Jr. with 6 points early.
McKinney right now for the most part for Green Bay playing the three position.
As Sykes kicks it out right side, Alec Brown spots up for three. No good. Mays taps the rebound out to Alec Brown over his left shoulder. Went to bring it back down before being tackled down to the ground after he got tangled up with Bruins Ma. Ball deflects out, but a foul against Detroit off a hold. That's going to go against Bruins Ma. He will pick up his first and team foul four. You always cringe a little bit because remember it was Detroit in which Alec Brown injured that left shoulder.
Yeah, and it was going for an offensive rebound, so... It's a great job attacking first by Greg Mays on the glass. He hit it up in the air, and then Alec Brown just went and got it.
Jordan Faust, and now Kenneth Lowe into the Phoenix 5. Inbound from Faust, and it goes to Alec Brown. Catch, shoot, mid-range jumper, air ball. Too strong, rebound tracked in by Howard Jr. up the near side. Cuts back in across midcourt. Now stopping top of the key. Now fakes and goes right at the elbow. He fades, shoots, and hits over Kenneth Lowe.
Jawan Howard's got it going, and when he's got it going, sometimes bad shots become good shots, and you just knew that one was going in.
Typically a 41% shooter, as Kiefer Sykes right back at you for the left side baseline. He fades and hits over Howard Jr.
Speaking of having it going early, how about Kiefer Sykes? He's got 7 points and a couple of really nice assists.
Well, last year it had been a dunk fest and competition between Greg Mays and Doug Anderson. Might we see a shooting display put on by Howard Jr. against Kiefer Sykes? That seems to be the story early. It's a 17-16 Detroit lead, 13:20 to go here in the first half.
Just an enormous lineup on the floor for Green Bay.
Bruins by left wing, step back three ball, too strong, and the rebound for Kiefer Sykes. Ugly look, and now Sykes back into the front court. Feeds it to Alec Brown. He thought about the three before picking up the dribble and flipping it over to AMAC, back to Kiefer Sykes between the circles. Sykes setting up the play before he drives right now, steps back, now drives left, feeds it over to Jordan Faust at the free throw line. Faust lost a hand on it, picks it back up, bounce passes it back out to Alfonso McKinney. Offense resets with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Phoenix down by one, 12:50 on the first half game clock. Sykes going left, pulls up, fires a three, and hits the three-point field goal. A 10-point start for Kiefer Sykes, already in double figures for the 28th time this season. Now all 16 regular season Horizon League games. Howard Jr. right back with a one-hander. Skips off the rim and down. Right back at you. Here we go. Both have 10 points. And quickly back comes Kiefer Sykes. Pulls up, fires a three. This time off the mark. Rebound brought in by Brundage. 19-19 our score. 12-18 to go here in the first half. Now Bruinsma with the left hand, lays it up. No, rebound, Kenneth Lowe. Back near side comes Kiefer Sykes. Sykes, so far a start of the contest, 3 for 4 from the field. That three-point miss, his first miss of the game. Also knocked down a couple of free throws. Fouls taking a baseline left, spinning, throws up a tough shot, skips off the rim. Alfonso McKinney battling for the rebound before he goes down. He was battling there with Brundage. Back to the way come the Titans. Jawan Howard Jr. left wing, head fake now down the lane. Pulls up from 15. It's no good. Rebound is again Alec Brown getting tangled up, and Bruins Ma going to be whistled for the foul. He took down Alec Brown, and again, Coach Wardle in disbelief. They're going, hey, wait a minute. You got to make some kind of attempt to go for the basketball in that case, just being physical, and he got himself tangled up with Alec Brown. That's going to go against Bruins Ma, his second, and team foul five. That's a great call from Pick Russell. Great call, because from what we saw, he wasn't even trying to play the ball. He got himself tangled up, and he tried to take AB down. So the referees will have a conversation, but the initial call goes against Bruins Ma. Media timeout, 11:46 left here in the first half. Game tied at 19. This is the Phoenix Sports Network, a proud new partner of Learfield Sports.